Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. It is Victory Friday. It is time for you to stand up and take a bow. Understand this, that you got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. Celebrate that one more step to your victory, to accomplishing your vision, your goal, your destiny. And this is just one plateau to get to the next one, because you go from glory to glory to glory. Again, we're going to play a little music, talk about how to be encouraged, and also what you need to put in place to be encouraging yourself. Again, welcome to the end of the week. It is Victory Friday.
Come on! Yeah! If you want it all back, jump to your feet right now! Oh! For the kingdom suffering violence, but the violent, take it, by force!
listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
Friday, you made it through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. That's something to be congratulated on, because many people did not do that. Many people didn't make it to the other side. You have broken through the glass, and you have the victory for today, the victory for this week, the victory over your health, the victory over your body, the victory in your life as we know it. And that is only because you made the choice. Now, what is victory? What is the word victory? Now, we're going to go to the dictionary definition of victory here. It's the conquest, the triumph, referred to the successful outcome of a struggle. Victory suggests the decisive defeat of an opponent in a contest. What is victory to you right now? What is your decisive defeat? What is it is also overcoming an enemy or antagonist, achievement or mastery of in success in a struggle or endeavor against the odds or difficulties. Now, what is your definition of success? Where are you at right now for your success? Where is your victory at? I'm saying you already have the victory. When you have your vision, your mission, your purpose, and your destiny before you, you already have the victory. You already know how the outcome is going to be. You just have to run through the valley, run up the hill, and then when you're at the top of the hill, raise your arms in victory, knowing this, that you've already won. And so it's the enemy's job to convince you that you are not going to win. It's the enemy's job to convince you that you cannot win. It's the enemy's job to be on his job every day, imparting into you what you know is not true, but you have to counteract and be intentional about what you feed yourself. Again, the victory is yours today. No fear. Fear.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Now it's that time. It's a time for you to stand up and understand that you got through the whole week with your whole spirit, with your whole mind, slash your soul, and your whole body. And those others around you did not do that, weren't able to do that. They broke down, they gave up, they stood in the valley and waited for their doom, their death. You did not wait for your doom. You did not wait for your death in the valley. You continue to go through. You continue to keep walking. You can continue to keep crawl, you can continue to keep running through the valley for your purpose, for your mission, because you've already made it. Make up in your mind today what you want, how you're going to get it, and then go after it. Now, right now, stand up and pat yourself on your back. The victory. You are the overcomer, the conqueror, the triumph in your conquest, the victor in the struggle, the general of your life. That's what you have to be. The victory is there. The victory is yours. And it's the enemy's job to tell you that the victory is not yours. Make up in your mind that it's yours, that it's done, that it's finished. And then all things will be added unto you due to your purpose, due to your destiny, in order for it to be completed. That's how it works. It's just that simple. But the enemy is going to convince you that you have to have this requirement, you have to have this perfect, you have to have that, this, that, and the other thing. No. When God says you're ready, you're ready. You may not be ready in your own mind, but he already knows the past, the present, and the future, And he knows that you have to be fully convinced to lean on him and have faith to go through what you have to go through in order to get the victory. Many people don't want to go through. The people listening to my broadcast want to go through. They want the encouragement. They want the victory. They know they're supposed to win. They just haven't figured it out yet. But we're going to help you out and give you some tools. And that's what we're about, is about helping you get to the victory. Get to the top of the mountain and understand this, that you are supposed to be at the top of the mountain. No, you're not supposed to have lack in your life. No, you're not supposed to be poverty. No, you're not supposed to be working from job to job. No, you're not supposed to be working from paycheck to paycheck. No. There is a future, and the future is bright for you, and it's brighter than the sun. So walk in the daylight and understand that the sun is for you. The sun died for you. And because you've been bought with a price, you already have the victory. You know how it's going to turn out. So one more time, you got through the whole week with your whole mind, your whole spirit, and your whole body.
Fly.
back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. We are celebrating your victory this week while coming out of the valley. You have made it. You made it to another plateau, another level, another opportunity to take a breath and look around, experience the view, and go up for the rest of the journey.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network. Idea Network Radio Show. We're talking about what we always talk about here, and it is Victory Friday. You've gotten through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, your whole body. You reach another plateau in your life, another glory that's going to take you to the next glory. And understand this, that you're more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. You are that victor. You're the one who reigns as a king in life because you put the habits in place in order to intentionally feed your spirit, your soul slash your mind, and your body. Being intentional in your life means you're not a spectator in your life, but you're a participant. By being a participant, you already have success because you already have the vision, the purpose, the understanding of what you have to take place, what you have to pull from yourself to get to the next level.
And that's what we always talk about here. We want you to be successful. We want you to be more successful than you are, or than where you're at right now. But you have to want it more than we want it for you. That's when you truly know that you're on your right path, that you are blazing the trail, and you also are that king that reigns in your life, that queen that reigns in your life. But you have to understand this. It's a choice. Choose to succeed. Choose life, not death. Choose life, not death. Don't choose fear. Fear tells you to wait. Fear tells you to wait a minute. You can't do this. How can you accomplish this when no one has done it before? That's what fear tells you. But I'm saying with the plan, with your spirit girded and your mind articulated and attenuated, meaning that it is hypersensitive to what you need to see and what you need to hear, and your body and health, you can overcome anything in your life. If health is your challenge, understand this. It's the spirit that will pull you through. It's the spirit that will pull you through. If it's a challenge in your relationships, it's the spirit that will pull you through. If it's a challenge with a child, it's the spirit that will pull you through. But understand this, that it's a choice that you have to make. You have to be obedient in order to receive the blessing. And the blessing is the victory that you will receive in Him. Now, we're going to play a little more music. Understand this, that we are about the win. We are about the conqueror in life. And let's take a quick moment to say, what does it mean to be a conqueror? What does it mean to be a conqueror? That means you go through. And you're not only victorious, but it's a one-sided win. It's that 64-0 win that you dominated the offense more than has ever happened before. And you did it because it was natural and the way that you're supposed to do it. You're the ones that has beat on your talent and committed it into a skill set that when opportunity meets it, you can get the value that you're worth today. Now, by working for somebody or anybody right now, you're not going to get paid the value that you're truly worth, and you know this. So part of your plan has to be that disconnect from that group, that organization that is paying you so much from their budget so you can so much live in your life. Do you want to so much live in your life? No. You do not want to so much live in your life. You want to conquer and reign in life as a king or a queen. And what does that mean? That means you have control of your time. That means you have time to spend with your children and impart the values and ideas and concepts and ethics that you want them to have. You have time to commit to the community and give back what's been given to you. That's how you reign and conquer in life. But you have to take the first step to make the choice to do that. By making the choice to do that, by putting that in your plan and being intentional, you win. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour here. Here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. Well, conquering is a way of life. Victory is always in the credits. And understand this, that you're writing your life story as you walk forward in your purpose. Again, you listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network on blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network. It is Victory Friday because you got through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, your whole body. We're going to take a moment here to celebrate the victory that you're going from glory to glory to glory. And understand that it is a choice for you to go from glory to glory to glory. And also, we want to talk about being the conqueror. What does a conqueror mean? That means you're the defeater. You're the vanquisher. You're the subjugator. You're the victor. You're the planter. You're the explorer. You're the colonial. You're the colonizer. You're the invader. You're the hero, the Superman, the champion, the heroine, and the superwoman. Yes, you are the victor, and the victor goes all the spoils. Because you reign as a king in life and as a queen in life, you understand that you have to pass on the values that you've attributed to getting to your victory. That means you have to pass those positive habits on for victory, the positive thought process, the implementation of the plan to affect where your outcome wants to be, and understand that you are the vanquisher. You are the defeater. You have won already. Again, you listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network. We're talking about what we always talk about here. Again, it's about you. It's about winning. It's about you getting through and going through as a conqueror and as a champion. And because you do that for this week, this applause is for you. Pat yourself on the back. Stand up. Take a bow. Do what you need to do right now at your desk to understand that you recognize and acknowledge yourself and what you have done this week. Now, this is for those 5%ers out there. What's that 5%? That's that 5% of progressively going after their vision and understanding that it's a process that they've won because they've already pictured the winning play. They've pictured the winning time. They've pictured the winning plan, and it's in process right now. You're no longer doing what everyone else is doing. You're that 5% that have made a choice, made up in their mind, that they're going to do what has to be done in obedience to the word and the Lord in order to receive the victory. And you're doing what?
Thanks.
You're on.
Drop it.
Let's go.
with anybody, let them all be down with you. Stay self-managed, don't get so taught. Be your own man, don't be bothered, don't be bored. Started with a power, I'ma end it with a bang, bang. We got our own thing.
That's right, congratulations. You are now part of the 5%ers. You're intentionally feeding your spirit, your mind, and your body, and understanding that what you feed is what you will become. If you feed your spirit fear, doubt, lust, that's what will you become. If you feed your spirit faith, overcoming, strength, understanding, forgiveness, mercy, the spirit of excellence, all those things you will become. You are what you think about. If you think in those things, you will become those things. But think on things of good report, of honor. Think on those things, and those things will actually pull you through. If you have a challenge right now with those things, just stop what you're doing and turn around. It's just that easy. To be a conqueror in life, to be more than a conqueror in life, to be that victory, that champion, that superhero, that superwoman, that superman, the vanquisher, the defeater, the subjugator, all these are words to describe being a conqueror. So you're more than a conqueror. That means you're more than that hero. You're more than that explorer. You're more than that vanquisher. What can you vanquish? Is there poverty in your life you need to vanquish? Go ahead and vanquish it. Is there doubt in your life you need to vanquish? Vanquish it. You're the vanquisher. You can do that. You're supposed to do it. That is your title. You are to reign as a king and queen in your life. Reign. When you reign, that means you have to give orders. You have to give instructions. You have to have intelligent word and response, because the enemy's job is to push back. Anything that you want to achieve, you're going to get pushed back. It's not just going to roll over. It's not going to say, just here, take it. No. You have to take it. You have to go after progressively and understand that it's a process. It's not going to be easy. If it was easy, what? Everybody would be doing it. But it's not. But because your purpose and your mission, your vision, your goal, you make it look easy. And that's why people say, oh, you can't do it. But it's easy for you. But it's easy for you and harder for other people. We'll take a brief break. You're listening to?
Listen to My Daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
And it's about breaking that glass ceiling. Coming up next week, again, this is the host of the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show, Darlene Child. And we'll be having Destiny on our Inspiration Monday. We're going to talk about your destiny, where you want to go, how you want to get there. You know what you're doing? Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. And we're talking about what we always talk about here. Here it is Victory Friday. And we're going to be we'll be closing shortly. But we want you to understand and go into the weekend with a positive outlook, a positive mood. It can be raining outside, but you know the rain has to stop sometime. It can be cloudy out, but you know the clouds have to make way for the sun. If your car didn't start this morning, that's okay, because you're going to get a new one. It's all good. No matter what you're going through right now, you can make it through it, because you won already. Just walk through it by intentionally feeding your spirit, your mind, and your body. You're creating that that armor that you need to get through life. You're creating that shield that you need to get through life. You're creating that sword that you need to get through life. Sword cuts stuff, shields block stuff, your armor is what protects your back. So, that being said, put on the armor today. Be intentional in your life. Be more than a conqueror. And understand this, in order to conquer, you have to have a fight. To have a winner, you have to have a fight. To be victorious, you have to have a fight. But the question is, if you're already destined to win, it's just going through the process. It's just signing the check. It's just getting into the car. It's just driving off into the sunset, what I prefer, flying off into the sunset in your own vehicle, plane, island, whatever you want to call it. Your success is what? In your spirit, your soul, and your body, and all that will be added unto you by you being on the right course for your destiny and purpose. A lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people don't talk about it. But it's a choice that you have to make. Everyone wants you to believe that you have to do what everyone else is doing. You have to go the same way everyone else is going. You have to work the same hours that everyone else has to work. Work your own hours. Design your life. Be the designer in your life. Design, this is your task for the weekend. I want you to design your perfect day. The day that you want to have. The day that you get to do everything you want to do. And understand that it's about you. Design your day. Design your time with your family. Design how you want to work, where you want to work, what you want to be doing. Take the time to design your perfect day. If you want to play your video game at 10 o'clock, put it in your schedule. Schedule a meeting, video game at 10 o'clock. If you want to read your book at 9 o'clock in the morning, schedule 9 o'clock in the morning, read book. If you like tech, schedule your time for your tech. Schedule your time for your family. I want to teach my daughter how to do such and such. Schedule that. Because if you don't, no one else will. If you don't spend your time, someone else will spend your time for you. When I say spend your time, that's 8 hours a day. Understand this. When we were created to have families, when we were created as parents, when we were created as sons and daughters, it was meant for us to impart information to our families' lives. If you're spending more time at work and more time at home, that's not what you were designed to do. Well, wait a minute. Let me say that again. If you're spending more time at work than you're spending more time at home, that's not what you're designed to do. That's not how the family was designed. The family was designed to work and function as a unit and also to work together and also to be taught from one level to the next. That means a child needs to be treated as a child. A child needs to respect an adult. An adult does not need to be a child's friend, but can be a mentor, a guider, or a teacher. That's the purpose. Because if you're your son's friend, that's not a good position to be in. That means he can talk to you on the same level as one of the boys, as one of the girls, as one of the guys. But you're not one of the girls. You're not one of the guys. You're a father and a mother, and you need to maintain that position also. Also, talk to those who've done things that the children have seen they're not supposed to see. Get right with it. Because your ethical value, the things you stand for, if you don't stand for them, they're going to feel the same way. So, again, it goes back to that legacy. What are you talking about? Legacy. What do you want your legacy to be? You want them to look up there and look at your picture above the fireplace and say, yes, Granddad did. Yes, he did. That's what they say in the Kennedy House. They look above the fireplace at the compound where Joe Kennedy's portrait is at. Right now, it's about three generations removed, so people saying, great, Granddad did it, so I can go to college. Think about it. One person's victory allow almost 1,100 children go to college for free. That's victory. That's legacy. So stand up and do what you were designed to do. Stand up and use the talents that you're supposed to use because, mind you, If you don't use them, you will lose them. Yeah, we're going to take a brief break. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network. We're talking about what we always talk about here. And this time, it's about your victory.
Yeah! Let's go!
Process right there. Feed yourself that. Feed yourself that every day. A daily diet of that will get you across the finish line because you've already won. A daily diet of that will give you the strength to carry on. A daily diet of that will bring you the ideas, the concepts, the things you need to do, need to have, to be complete to win. It's all there in front of you. It's you. You have everything you need right now to overcome. You have everything right now you need to be victorious, to be the conqueror, to vanquish whatever you need to have vanquished in your life. But it's the enemy's job to say, no, you don't have to do that right now. Just wait. Do that next week. Well, you know, if you do that, you know, you may have too much money. Oh, what you going to do having too much money? Oh, if you do that, you may have too much success. Oh. Someone tries to create a fear out of a positive. But when you got the correct balance, your spirit is leading your soul slash your mind, and your soul slash your mind is leading your body. Whatever comes, you got the victory. And all things work together for you in the end. So it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter where you're at. It's because as long as you're moving forward in life, in your spirit, your soul, and your body, you're doing what 95% of the other people are not doing in their life today. The victory is for you. I want you to stand up again and give you some applause. And they wouldn't be closing that today. Finish line. And when we say you, we're talking about you, your whole family, everyone that wants to come along, everyone that's lined up with you and going in the direction you're going in can get across a victory. Yes, you are supposed to be that more than conqueror in your life. You're that vanquisher. You're the defeater. You're the conqueror. You're the subjugator. What do you need to subjugate in your life? You need to subjugate poverty, fear, unforgiveness, resentment. All those can be vanquished in your life. One thing you have to have in addition to this is a hunger. A hunger for the word. A hunger for your purpose. Your purpose, when you have a vision, a goal, your destiny, has to become your purpose in life. But you also have to have the tenacity not to let go no matter what. That no matter what comes, what may, it doesn't matter what comes, you will complete what is supposed to be completed in your life. And just like Will Smith said, both of us are going to get on this, run this race, we'll get on this running track, and one of two things is going to happen. You are either going to get off first, well, I'm going to die here running on this race. So what are you going to do? That's what you need to think about this weekend. Is your commitment level there? I'm saying it is. What is your why? What is your why? What is your why to hold on? What is your why to move forward? What is your why to obtain the victory? Again, you listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network. We're talking about what we always talk about here. Coming up next week, we're going to be talking about destiny here on Monday. And also, in addition to that, just check out our schedule on our website, milliondollaridenetwork.com. Also, we have our app coming up in May. And also, we'll be on a new internet radio station. We're very excited about that. And so stay tuned for information going out about that next week. It's the mid part of the month. If you haven't achieved your plan yet, or you haven't achieved the goal of your plan, redo your plan and redouble your efforts, and know this, the victory is already there. It doesn't matter where you start. Know that it has to turn out in victory. And for today, that is all I got. Downs and Copyright 2015, Capital Fanstrike, CASP Production. God loves you. I love you. Know this, that all things are possible. Christ strengthens you.